PM Sports Page continues with our Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Sigourney's junior softball player and Megan Sturr. Megan, great to have you on. Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Megan, we've reached an exciting time of the year. Postseason's officially here as the Savages looking for another deep postseason run. It started on Monday. You faced off with rival Keota and came away with a big victory. And as you have many times this season, had a big night. You went 3-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. So looking back at Monday specifically, what were you doing at the plate to make you successful?
The first couple games, I had trouble waiting, and then they changed up their pitcher. So we were like, we'll see somebody new. And we just knew we had to sit back and drive the ball to be able to score runs. And that night, all of our bats were on, and we did good at the plate.
Mm-hmm. You're leading the Savage offense on the season, .542 batting average, 20 runs knocked in. Just looking back at this year as a whole here, Megan, what do you think you're doing well at the plate?
I think that I'm reading pitches well and knowing if they're inside and outside, driving them to either right or left, just seeing the ball really well and making contact and getting on base for my team.
The start of the year, for the first couple weeks, you were the third batter in the lineup, and then Coach Striegel changed you to the leadoff batter. How was that transition, and has your approach at all changed?
My approach has changed. When I was in the third spot, I was more worried about getting the runners in that got on before me, so I was more trying to be a power hitter. But when she moved me up, my focus was more to get on base and score a run for our team to get an early lead.
Mm-hmm. You're a veteran on this Sigourney softball team. You've been around quite a few years. What do you think you've improved on the most from last year to this year?
The thing I've probably improved on the most is being more vocal, which comes with the age improvement. Mm-hmm. And I just think that being a leader comes with responsibility, and I think that I have grown a lot in that position over the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. This year specifically, the team 17-13. How do you think the team has progressed since game one?
I think that our team has really come together and started playing as a whole instead of individuals. At the beginning, it was a little bit spread out. We had differences, but I think we've really came together and we're finishing the year strong.
2 years ago, you were part of that state tourney run for the team, and last year you fell short. How can that motivate the squad this year, and how has it motivated to try and get back there this summer?
Being a part of the state team was a really great experience, and me and our senior pitcher were both on the team, so we're striving to get back, and we tell our teammates every day, like, this is the most fun that you'll ever have. You'll want to be there, so we're all really amped up and ready to go and be back there.
Mm-hmm. You continue with the playoffs here on Wednesday. If this team wants to go far and hopefully make it to Fort Dodge, what are some keys?
The main key is sticking together and not tearing each other down, and we've done really well with that lately. And just make sure our bats are on and minimize errors.
Mm. Shelly Striegel's been your coach your entire career. What do you like about Coach Striegel?
I like how Coach Striegel is very knowledgeable in the game, and she knows what to say at the right times, and I just really like her as a coach.
Mm-hmm. A little fun one here for you, Megan. You know, you and a few others have some pop, quite a few home runs on the season. You have 4, Jordan with 5, and a few others with a couple. So in a home run derby, who's going to win?
It'd be a toss-up between me and Jordan. It'd probably depend on the day, but it'd be a close one.
That's what I was thinking, too. Take me into the batter's box. What type of pitch and where's the location that makes your eyes get wide that you can't wait to do some damage?
Definitely outside to get the chance to drive it to right field and hopefully either get a double or a triple.
Okay. Well, Megan, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
We start out with getting there and doing a batting practice, just kind of get our blood flowing and get our minds in the game. And then we start our warm-up, which we take a jog around the outfield. And then we make sure we get stretched out well and then play catch, loosen our arms up. And then we make sure that we're all warmed up and we take ground balls and make sure we're ready to play.
Mm-hmm. Closing out here, Megan, I know you're involved in a couple different sports at Sigourney. This can be softball, other sports, or just Sigourney in general. What do you like most about being a Savage?
I like how we're one big family, and we all support each other in a bunch of different ways.
Megan, great to have you on here today, and best of luck in the postseason, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Megan Sturr of Sigourney joined us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside again. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports Page next on KCII.